These days, Johnny Braster cuts an imposing figure when he walks into a room. He's a big guy who grew up on the southeast side of Fort Wayne, a straight shooter with an easy smile in his middle age. And he's found success.
My confidence level right now is through the roof. I feel like it's nothing I can't do, you know what I'm saying? So.
But success didn't always come so easy for Braster. When he was younger, he got caught up in what he calls the wrong stuff. Dealing drugs and carrying handguns, he was arrested and went to prison. And when he was released, he says he couldn't find work.
And the whole time I was home, I never was able to land a job. I didn't have the skill set. I didn't have the confidence.
Braster knew he wanted out of that life, but because he couldn't find work, he started dealing again. And like nearly half of African-American offenders in Allen County, Braster returned to prison, this time for 5 years.
It was so easy for me to turn back to what I was used to because I was comfortable, you know what I'm saying, with that lifestyle. And the lifestyle for me consisted pretty much of everything but the right thing.
After his second release 2 years ago, Braster decided he'd had enough of that life. Then he discovered the Fort Wayne nonprofit called Blue Jacket, which trains former criminals to re-enter the workforce.
I see a lot of hope.
That's Tony Hudson, the founder of Blue Jacket, Inc. He started the organization in 2003 as a way to help break the cycle of recidivism in Fort Wayne. And he says for him, this is personal.
I've made so many mistakes in my life, and I'm thankful that I didn't have to go to prison for some of those, which I probably could have. I'm a flawed human who can sit without judgment and serve individuals who have committed egregious crimes against their neighbors or themselves.
About half of the ex-offenders who come to Blue Jacket are African American, the other half Caucasian, and everyone goes through the same 4-week course on selling themselves to employers and navigating the job search. It's not easy. If you don't show up in business attire or come in on time each and every day, you may have to start the course all over again, and many do. After students graduate, the organization works with community partners and staffing agencies to get graduates placed in jobs. Blue Jacket's success rate, 64% placement in 2013, and over 80% just last month. These are men and women many companies would have found unemployable when they were released from prison. And at a time when more than 40% of all ex-offenders in Allen County recidivate, only 18% of Blue Jacket grads go back to prison. Hudson says without training like this and the job that hopefully comes with it, many more of the ex-offenders he sees would get swept back into corrections.
If they feel the burden of the criminal justice system and pay back their debt to society over and over again, 9 times out of 10 will end up in them just going back to prison and saying, I have to, you know, just let me serve my sentence out in prison. It is way too hard in this community.
Jonte Powell says he could have easily been one of those statistics. He grew up on the south side of the city in a neighborhood where he says there was so much poverty, it seems like kids only had 2 choices, join a gang or start dealing drugs like he did.
Once I started it, the money was coming good, and I figured what I need to go do that other the right stuff for. So I quit school and got full time in it, made a lot of money doing it, but it wasn't healthy.
Powell got arrested for dealing drugs in 2011, and after his release, he thought he'd get back into the business. The money was good, he didn't think he could get a job, and he just didn't see any other way to support his family.
I still didn't plan on changing nothing. I still had the mind frame that I'm finna get off this program and go back and do whatever I was doing. That was my mind frame.
But Powell was ordered to attend Blue Jacket, and even though he was resistant at first, he says for the first time, he could see another way.
It changed my whole train of thought. Now all I want to do is go to work and go home, live the lifestyle I was supposed to live in the first place.
Powell says that mentorship made all the difference. He has a good job at Community Harvest Food Bank now and a better family life, he says. And because of the guidance provided by Tony and his staff, he was able to escape that revolving door. For WBLY News, I'm Sean Beter.